Patty DeGangi and Shirley Gutkowski are known for bringing their Midwestern sensibility to today's health issues with an eye towards the future. With decades of experience in clinical dental hygiene, writing about it, speaking on it, and pondering over all aspects of it, Patty and Shirley challenge dental hygienists to reach higher levels of revolutionary thinking to meet 21st century patient needs, wants, and expectations. Beware their infectious excitement. It can be catchy.
Hello, it's Shirley Gutkowski, and I'm here again with Patty DeGangi to talk about the modern millennial hygienist and our take on how things are in the real world. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Shirley.
One of the things that you and I really synchronize with or resonate with, or however term you want to use it, is this idea of blaming the victim. I think that we have a real problem with that in dentistry, in that every problem that they have comes down to brushing and flossing. And there's more to this blaming the victim thing than just that. And I think that this article that we're in this 2-week segment here is really, really a hard-hitting, open the door kind of an article.
And now it is very close to my heart from both a personal growing and life experiences, as well as how it applies to, again, our clinical presence and our clinical, what we do with patients. And the whole idea of blaming the victim, it's pretty common, whether it's sexual harassment, rape, bullying, all of those things. When those things happen, there's many, many people that on a subconscious level think, gosh, it must have been their fault. You know, we've seen it or heard it, you know, the woman's post was too sexy. That's why she got raped. And we say it out loud like that. It absolutely sounds insane. But when we look and dig a little deeper on this is many of us remember the book back in the 70s, When Bad Things Happen to Good People.
Right.
I remember when I read that, because it's like, you know, there's some things in life that just don't seem fair. And that's really the truth of it. There are things in life that aren't fair.
Right.
And we'd like the world to be a happy, safe, you know, predictable kind of place. And when things happen, bad things happen to other people, we kind of play this mental game, well, it must be partly their own fault. And how that plays out for us, in my experience, is that when our patients come in to see us, you know, everybody expects they're going to get their scraping and polishing and floss lecture. We can call it a lot of other things, but that's really what they expect. And that's really what we expect to do. And almost nobody questions whether that's even worth, you know, if it's even something we should bother with anymore.
Right.
Did you just hear me say that we maybe shouldn't bother with doing profies? Yeah, that's what I said. That's exactly what I said. Because what happens is the people come coming in, and they still have breakdown.
Yep.
And what happens is when they have new breakdown or new conditions that come up, what happens is we look at them, they must not be flossing, they must have a poor diet, that's the blaming the victim thing.
Yep.
It's really akin to that, the woman, well, look at the clothes she's wearing in rape. Now, we don't think of it that way, but it really is. It's that same kind of an argument that, you know, bad things happen to them because they were at fault. And again, it's unconscious, that's what I mean. It's not anybody doing any bad things. But the question I think we need to ask ourselves as professionals, when someone continues with some kind of breakdown or has new breakdown or some other condition comes up, what did we really do ourselves to assess them, to figure out their risk?
Where is our professional responsibility to those patients? They don't know what we know, thank God. Otherwise, what do they need us for? We have a professional responsibility to be aware of these diagnostic tests and to watch our patients' health change and make adjustments to help them with that change.
Can you talk a little bit about, I know you've been doing a real lot of work in breathing issues and sleep medicine at this time. Can you talk about maybe a couple of the basic tests? I mean, I know a little bit about the Malapati, and I've heard of the Epworth sleepiness scale, but I don't really understand. Can you just like briefly give us a little bit of how that would fit into the hygiene realm?
The sleepiness scale in this, you know, in this article, we talked a little bit about the sleepiness scale, and that is just a paper test. So while your patients are in the reception room, they could fill that out and give you a chance to assess whether or not these patients are having sleep issues. The Malampati score is the visualization of the pharynx and what it looks like. Is there room for air to go through there? I was appalled at how many people that I saw shortly after I learned about this test that had almost an entirely occluded pharynx. So those are kinds of things that you can do without hardly lifting a finger and making your patient's quality of life improve dramatically. And we also know that sleep and poor quality sleep affects periodontal disease and caries management. So when these patients are not getting better during their, you know, scaling and root planing and all the fluoride that we've been slathering on their teeth, it could be that they're not sleeping well. And there's a whole science around it. It's not, you know, something that you can learn in a half an hour one day, but it's huge and it's really impactful on the entire health of the patient, including what we've been considering to be topical effects of or diseases that have only topical effects.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I love to see the new and the different and that those things, there's so many ways that we can bring these things in. Another real simple one, and this is going where people live. We know about the effect of pH. I mean, caries is an infection. We know that it's really a problem with pH. Yet with our magic dental hygiene eyes, we can see the pH, but we can't. But it is it's important that we have a picture of that. But a pH is a picture of a place in time. There's somebody that just developed an app on your phone, and they joined with GC America to give the people, this is something for the patient. They spit onto a piece of pH paper, and then they take their phone, and the app reads their pH level, and
reads
they can
the
measure
color.
Themselves over
That's awesome.
Time. That's awesome. It's exciting. It's putting the tools in the hands of the people that are going to use it or not use it and affect their behavior in ways that we haven't even thought. Without blaming them for their outcomes, we're blaming them for their outcomes without even giving them the tools to which to change their outcomes, because obviously the brushing flossing is not the only answer by any means. And what I see is that this goes far, it almost to another level, and as well as our patients, and then with our professional association. You know, we have a professional association, and there's many out there, but of course the American Hygienist Association is the one that's ours, that we almost all associations and churches and many other groups are having trouble with membership. And what they do again is blame the victim.
Right.
The reality of it is it's the victim's fault that the group or the church or the whatever the group is not offering what it is for today. The stuff that brought us the success this far isn't necessarily going to be stuff that's going to give us the success now and in the future. As a matter of fact, the stuff that's been successful in the past can blind us to the possibilities. And it's so easy, again, when they're blaming the victim, and again, it's not thought of on a conscious level, but it's just subconscious level. It's like, why don't people join? Why aren't they there? Don't they have an obligation?
They don't care. They are obligated. You have to join your professional association because it's the right thing to do. Blah, blah, blah.
Don't work for me. And one of the things I know, no matter what, the only person I can ever change is myself.
Right.
You know, I can look at other people when we try to affect other people's behavior by what our home care instructions are. Yeah, okay, fine. And the reality is that we can't change them. And so if something is not working successfully or we're not getting the outcomes that we want, then we have to look at our own behavior, because that's really where it's at. It's not about blaming the victim of whatever, but it's looking at ourselves. And how much do we put ourselves in a victim mentality? I can't do that because the doctor won't let me, this and that. Us again, we've just been trying to stir your thoughts. You think we're crazy again? Well, guess what? Then we're doing our job.
But we want to hear from other people too, and we'd like to engage on the website and on the Facebook page about these topics, because I think they're really valuable. Otherwise, we wouldn't be bringing them up.
And that's really where we are today. Is this really think about this thought about, do you subtly blame the other people for their outcomes? Are we blaming the victim? Are you becoming a victim yourself? So think about it. Write about it. We'd love to hear from you. So we want to sign off for today. And this is Patty DeGangi saying thank you for your time.
Have a great rest of the day. Bye now.
Bye.
Are you looking for a great, engaging speaker for your meeting? Shirley and Patty are professional speakers with engaging, thought-provoking, and actionable content. Together or separately, let them help you fill seats. Contact them at shirley@crosslinkradio.com or pdganji@comcast.net.